The farm economy is still hanging in there. Hello and welcome, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A top economist says the recession is chipping away at the ag economy, but the sector remains strong. USDA's Gary Crawford reports.
If this recession keeps up much longer, what's going to happen to the up-to-now fairly strong farm economy?
You're asking me to speculate about, you know, economic conditions that have been highly uncertain, right?
Right, yes. But we're still going to ask you. That was Agriculture Department Chief Economist Joe Glauber, and he told us if the recession continues for another year or so, it could undermine the agricultural economy. Already there are some signs of problems. Just as homeowners have lost equity in their homes, farmers who have enjoyed huge run-ups in the value of their assets are beginning to see that growth slow down a bit, at least. And Joe Glauber says for this year,
our own forecast suggests, in terms of equity, you know, a small increase, about 1.6%. I think that's the lowest since 1991.
And for next year's land values, Glauber calls for
land values not to fall next year, but essentially not to grow much.
Obviously, farmers are getting lower prices for their products, but Glauber says,
if we were to have looked at the prices that we're currently forecasting 5 years ago, we would have said, boy, those are great prices. That said, you still have sharply reduced net returns.
Because of sharply higher prices, crop farmers are paying for fertilizers and livestock producers paying for feed. Those livestock folks really getting hammered, but again,
markets will react to that. How? By reducing herds, which will mean next year we should see some improvement in the livestock, dairy, and poultry industries.
And so Glauber says even now, ag lenders are lending to farmers. Not a big credit crunch here. Land prices are not collapsing. Energy prices are expected to go up again. That could drive prices for corn and soybeans back up in a year or so. And so put it all together, and Joe Glauber says,
all the aggregate measures point to the sector's in good shape.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Still some definite concerns for the ag economy. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.